people with a history of severe allergic reactions, data shows. How Walgreens is preparing to administer a coronavirus vaccine in nursing homes. Men face almost three times the odds of ICU admission for COVID-19, new study finds. Fauci says, I think everybody uniformly needs to admit that we have a real problem. And then here is what is included in the bipartisan group's COVID-19 stimulus proposals in Washington. First, we'll take a look at our local and state numbers for this Wednesday afternoon. Let me pull those numbers up very quickly here. From the Odessa American, editor's note, Ector County last updated COVID-19 numbers Monday. Ector County total cases, both confirmed and probable, 10,069. Ector County negative, 35,009. Out of 45,635 tested, with 557 pending, 151 deaths. Recovered, 8,335. Active, 1,583. ECISD daily cases, 6 students, 4 staff. We also have now new numbers from MISD's dashboard, which I will bring you here in just a moment. First, COVID in Midland from the Midland Reporter-Telegram. Numbers updated Tuesday. COVID rooms occupied. COVID CCU, 24, 77% occupied. COVID wards, 70, 97% occupied. Total, 94. Percentage of COVID rooms occupied, 91%. 7-day average, 88%. Positivity report. This week, tests 157, positive tests 79. Percentage positive, 33.5. For Midland County, 8,564 confirmed, 155 deaths. The MISD's dashboard has finally been updated. It does note that case reporting for the week of November 23rd might be lower because the district was closed November 25th through the 29th for Thanksgiving break. Total confirmed MISD cases, 883. Cases in December, 101. From the Texas Tribune, Texas reports more than 9,000 people hospitalized for COVID-19. Average new cases increased by 2,996 cases compared with the 7-day average a week ago. On December 8th, 15,103 new cases were reported. Hospitalizations decreased by 19 patients compared with a week ago. As of December 8th, 9,028 Texans are hospitalized for the coronavirus. Average new deaths in Texas increased by 66 deaths compared with the 7-day average a week ago. On December 8th, 101 new deaths in Texas were reported. Before we go to coronavirus briefs, we'll take a look at the entire U.S. average. U.S. COVID-19 cases and deaths continue to rise ahead of key FDA vaccine meeting. Here's where things stand from CNN's Amanda Watts and Elise Hammond. New cases. A total of 33 states are showing upward trends in new cases in the past week compared to the previous week. 8 of those are increasing by 50% or more, including California, Georgia, and Pennsylvania. Only 3 states are showing downward trends in new cases. There were at least 215,860 COVID-19 cases reported in the U.S. on Tuesday, according to Johns Hopkins University. It was the third highest single day of new cases since the pandemic began. The U.S. currently averages about 206,191 new cases per day, per Johns Hopkins data. This is up 28% from the previous week. Deaths. There were at least 2,546 reported deaths in the U.S. on Tuesday, according to Johns Hopkins. There have been a total of at least 286,338 deaths in the U.S. related to the virus since the beginning of the pandemic, Johns Hopkins data shows. The nation currently averages about 2,230 reported deaths per day. average reported deaths have increased 123.4% over the last 4 weeks. Hospitalizations. A record-breaking 104,600 hospitalizations were reported on Tuesday, according to data from the COVID Tracking Project. The U.S. is now averaging at least 101,685 hospitalizations over the last 7 days. This is up 7.70% since last week. This is the highest this metric has ever been. So far in December, 28 states have reported at least one record high day of COVID-19 hospitalizations this month, according to CTP data. And now here are coronavirus briefs. The day after the UK's mass vaccination campaign began, Britain's medical regulatory agency warned that any person with a history of significant allergic reaction to a vaccine, medicine, or food should not receive the new Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. The announcement came after two healthcare workers reacted adversely to the shot. We will have more on that in just a few moments. Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine could be authorized within days, U.S. Health Secretary says. The United Arab Emirates have registered China's Sinopharm vaccine for use, citing 86% efficacy, according to an interim analysis. It confirmed in subsequent reviews the vaccine's effectiveness would rival that of some of its Western competitors. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden has set the goal of vaccinating at least 100 million Americans in his first 100 days in office. AstraZeneca and the University of Oxford are the first vaccine developers to publish their full data in a peer-reviewed scientific journal. It suggests the need for more trials. The Defense Department is to receive almost 44,000 vaccine doses early next week. Three California counties have no ICU capacity, Health Department says. UK could have up to four vaccines in use by mid-2021, Chief Medical Officer says. The White House aims to have a COVID-19 vaccine administered to vulnerable people within 96 hours of emergency use authorization, a top official said. Meanwhile, President Trump signed a largely symbolic executive order aimed at prioritizing the shipment of COVID-19 vaccines to Americans before other nations. Delta CEO says nearly 700 people are on the no-fly list over mask policy. New data shows millions of Americans ignored CDC guidance during Thanksgiving travel. More than one in five people in the United States spent Thanksgiving Day away from their homes, an analyst of phone location data shows. And now here are our articles for today. Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine study excluded people with a history of severe allergic reactions, data shows. This article that I'm about to read is actually a combination of three articles that were written by CNN Health's Carrie Enriquez, Emma Reynolds, and Naomi Thomas. The company excluded people with a history of severe allergic reactions to vaccines from their SARS-CoV-2 RNA vaccine trial, according to Pfizer data released by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Tuesday. Participants with a history of severe adverse reaction associated with the vaccine and or severe allergic reaction to any component of the study interventions were not included in a pool of the 44,000 trial volunteers. According to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's evaluation of the Pfizer data, there was a slight increase in events that may be considered allergic reactions in the vaccine group. The FDA's independent analysis said a slight numerical imbalance of adverse events potentially representing allergic reactions, with more participants reportedly hypersensitivity-related adverse events in the vaccine group, 137, which is 0.63%, compared with the placebo group, 111, or 0.51%. Some background. The UK issued new guidance on Wednesday, now advising that people with a significant history of allergic reactions not receive the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine after two health workers who received the vaccine suffered allergic reactions. British health authorities are conducting an investigation into the two incidents. In a statement, Pfizer said, as a precautionary measure, the MHRA has issued temporary guidance to the NHS while it conducts an investigation in order to fully understand each case and its causes. Pfizer and BioNTech are supporting the MHRA in the investigation. Both staff members reportedly had a significant history of allergic reactions and carried adrenaline auto-injectors, according to PA Media. Thousands overall are believed to have been vaccinated in the UK on Tuesday. Pfizer said it was supporting British health authorities in their investigation of two reported cases of allergic reaction in the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine in the UK. We have been advised by MHRA, Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency, of two yellow card reports that may be associated with allergic reaction due to administration to the COVID-19 BNT162B2 vaccine, Pfizer said in a statement Wednesday. As a precautionary measure, the MHRA has issued temporary guidance to the NHS while it conducts an investigation in order to fully understand each case and its causes. Pfizer and BioNTech are supporting the MHRA in the investigation, it added. The statement concluded, in the pivotal Phase 3 clinical trial, this vaccine was generally well tolerated with no serious safety concerns, reported by the Independent Data Monitoring Committee. The trial has enrolled 44,000 participants to date, over 42,000 of whom have received a second vaccination. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar on Wednesday told CNN's Allison Camerota that he was learning of the allergic reactions experienced by the two people in the UK to the COVID-19 vaccine just with you right now. Camerota asked Azar if he thought he would change anything in the United States, such as pending emergency use authorization for Pfizer-BioNTech's vaccine candidate by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Azar said he wanted to make sure the FDA had an opportunity to look at that data, adding he is certain they'll be speaking with UK regulators, like always. The FDA is not going to cut any corners, Azar said. They're looking at the data, they're looking under the hood at everything, so I'm sure there'll be something that the FDA looks at here, because we want to make sure that any vaccine that comes out in America has the full gold standard stamp of approval of the FDA career people. The FDA's vaccine advisory group is meeting on Thursday to discuss a possible emergency use authorization of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine in the U.S. And of course, as these investigations continue, we will keep you up to date on what they're learning. How Walgreens is preparing to administer a coronavirus vaccine in nursing homes, from CNN's Adrian Volk. Rick Gates, Walgreens Senior Vice President of Pharmacy and Healthcare, said that the company has been working closely with states as nursing homes and long-term care facilities prepare for coronavirus vaccinations. The federal government made a deal with Walgreens and CVS to distribute vaccines to nursing homes once they are approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. More than 30,000 long-term care facilities have signed up with Walgreens to administer vaccines, Gates said. Once the FDA approves a vaccine, we'll be in long-term care facilities within 1 to 2 days, tops, to start vaccinating, he said. Gates said that Walgreens is planning to increase staffing in certain areas for the care facilities. Gates also said Walgreens is in the process of creating apps and ways to sign up online so people can schedule vaccinations once it becomes more widely available. Men face almost three times the odds of ICU admission for COVID-19, new study finds. From CNN's Jacqueline Howard. Men with COVID-19 appear to face higher odds of needing intensive care and dying compared with women who have the disease, according to a new study. The study, published in the journal Nature Communications on Wednesday, suggests that even though there is no significant difference in the proportion of men versus women testing positive for COVID-19, men have almost three times the odds of requiring intensive treatment and higher odds of death. The study included data on more than 3 million COVID-19 cases reported from around the world between January and June. The researchers from the University College London and the University of Cape Town took a close look at the data by sex and severity of disease. More on the study. The data showed that among the cases in the study, about 1.57 million were women and about 1.53 million were men. Yet when it came to data on more than 12,000 intensive care unit admissions, about 8,000 of those were men and 4,000 were women, the researchers found. Among more than 200,000 COVID-19 deaths in the study, about 120,000 were men and 91,000 were women. The researchers determined that while both sexes have an equivalent risk of infection, the male sex was associated with a higher risk of severe disease and death. The study comes with some limitations, including that more research is needed to determine which specific biological factors may be driving these differences. Fauci says, "I think everybody uniformly needs to admit we have a real problem." From CNN's Naomi Thomas. Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, on Wednesday, said that for America to start flattening the COVID-19 curve and follow the pattern of Europe, everyone needs to admit and own the problem. "I think everybody uniformly needs to admit that we have a real problem. We've got to own the problem," Fauci told BBC World News, KDK, at the 2020 Bloomberg American Health Summit. "If you don't own the problem, you're never going to fix the problem." "In some parts of the country, there is almost denial," Fauci said, "people thinking that the pandemic isn't a big deal, that it's fake news, or that it's a hoax." "It's not. It's real. The numbers are absolutely real," Fauci said, pointing out that there are record numbers of cases, hospitalizations, and deaths. "We have a serious issue," he said, "coming out of the Thanksgiving holiday and leading up to the Christmas and Hanukkah season." And now, here's what is included in the bipartisan group's COVID-19 stimulus proposals from CNN's Lauren Fox. With 9 days left until the spending deadline, lawmakers are negotiating another COVID-19 stimulus bill. A summary of what is included in the proposals, obtained by CNN, shows what the bipartisan group is working on, but these summaries do not include a detailed explanation of how the group is planning to distribute $160 billion in state and local aid or how it will handle liability provisions. Here is some of what is included in the bill. Remember, this list isn't exhaustive, but a sampling of what the bill includes. On unemployment, $300 in enhanced unemployment benefits for 16 weeks. An extension of unemployment benefits for gig workers. An extension of programs that allow people to remain on unemployment for 39 weeks instead of 26 weeks. On small business, $300 billion to the Small Business Association to provide another round of PPP loans for businesses with fewer than 300 employees that experienced demonstrated revenue losses because of the pandemic. On transportation, transportation funding for Amtrak, airports, bus companies, and an extension of the payroll support program for frontline aviation workers. On healthcare, $35 billion for healthcare providers, including $7 billion for rural health and $1 billion for tribal health care facilities, $6 billion for vaccine distribution, $7 billion in testing and tracing grants for states and localities, and an additional $2 billion for nursing homes. On education, $82 billion for education providers, an extension of student loan payment freeze through April 30th, 2021. Other programs, $25 billion to states and localities for rental and assistance, a 15% increase in SNAP benefits for individuals for 4 months, $13 billion for farmers and ranchers affected by the pandemic, $10 billion for child care providers struggling amid the pandemic, $6 billion in broadband grants. What's missing from this proposal details on what the plan is exactly for state and local funding and liability. Under the liability section, it says agreement in principle as the basis for good faith negotiations. And that is your coronavirus update for this Wednesday, December 9th, 2020, from the Recording Library of West Texas. I'm Michael. Coming up next, we'll bring you Christmas music to round out the 1 o'clock hour. And then at 2, national news from USA Today. At 3, we'll bring you our local news broadcast for 2 hours. And here are some of the articles that our volunteers are reading today. From the Midland Reporter-Telegram, virus in Midland. COVID cases are fewest for Monday since late October. Number for Saturday through Monday also down dramatically. Commissioner's Court. Cemetery to exhume body after plot mix-up. Planning and Zoning. Animal Emergency Clinic gets approval. Education. Riddick finds next job in Metroplex. From the Odessa American. Ector County vaccines coming December 21st. Affidavit states accused was on parole. COVID-19 vaccinations planned. Police warn public of skimmer devices. And MCH announces 150th COVID-19 related death. Those stories and more beginning at 3 o'clock this afternoon. And of course, being Wednesday at 5 o'clock this afternoon, we'll have the grocery ads, followed at 6 with more news from the Wall Street Journal. And then at 7, we'll bring you our Centers Solutions podcast with the Recording Library's Executive Director, Bailey Hennis, hosting, and Christy Edwards and Melanie Zeiss from Centers for Children and Families. Tonight's episode is an encore, and in fact, the podcast is going on hiatus for the holidays and will return in January. So we'll be proud to bring you some encore presentations of this program. And tonight's episode actually was produced about a year ago, December, and it's about self-care, something that's very important, especially at this time. So Centers for Children and Families and our Center Solutions podcast at 7 o'clock tonight. We'll be back at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. In the meantime, be well, stay safe, enjoy the Christmas music that's coming up next.
This is a Recording Library of West Texas community update.
Need help? Know someone who does? If you or someone you care about are feeling overwhelmed with emotions like sadness, depression, or anxiety, or you feel like you want to harm yourself or others, call 911. Call the Disaster Distress Helpline at 800-985-5900 or call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 800-799-7233.
Starting Thursday on the Noon Book Hour, we continue our selections from the Christmas shelf with Skipping Christmas by John Grisham. Luther and Nora Crank are fed up with the chaos of Christmas, the endless shopping lists, the hassle of decorating the tree. Where has all the joy gone? This year, celebrating seems like too much effort, and with their only child off in Peru, they decide that just this once. They'll skip the holidays. They spend their Christmas budget on a Caribbean cruise and happily settle in for a restful holiday season, free of rooftop snowmen and festive parties. But the cranks soon learn that their vacation from Christmas isn't much of a vacation at all, and that skipping the holidays has consequences they didn't bargain for. A modern Christmas classic, this is a charming and hilarious look at the mayhem and madness that have become ingrained in our holiday tradition. Skipping Christmas by John Grisham, starting Thursday at noon and Friday at 2 a.m. on Recording Library of West Texas Radio.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 67 and clear. Tonight, clear with a low in the low 50s. Then, tomorrow, clear with a high in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-50s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas.
Over the ground lies a mantle of white, a heaven of diamonds shine down through the night. Two hearts are thrilling in spite of the chill in the weather. Love knows no season, love knows no clime. Romance can blossom any old time. Here in the open, we're walking and hoping together. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're having tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman. Then pretend that he is Parson Brown. You say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. To face unafraid the plans that we made. Walking in a winter
Santa Claus comes tonight. No more days to count, but the even longer wait begins. The suspense of having to wait from bedtime till morning. Yes, kids all over the world say their prayers and go to sleep, knowing that when they wake up, the little fat man with the long white beard will have stopped by their houses and left the answer to a wish from the most wonderful magical sack there ever was.
On the housetop, reindeer paws. Out jumps good old Santa Claus. Down through the chimney with lots of toys, all for the little ones' Christmas joys. Oh, who wouldn't go? Who wouldn't go? Up on the housetop, click, click, click. Down through the chimney with good Saint Nick. First comes the stocking of little Nell. Oh dear Santa, fill it well. Give her a dolly that laughs and cries, one that can open and shut its eyes. Who wouldn't go? Who wouldn't go? Up on the housetop, click, click, click. Down through the chimney with good Saint Nick. Stocking of little Bill. Oh, just see what a glorious bill. Here is a hammer and lots of tacks, a whistle and a ball and a whip that cracks. Who wouldn't go? Who wouldn't go? Up on the housetop, click, click, click. Down through the chimney with good Saint Nick.
Pretty thing, isn't it? Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Oh, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you. Kiss him once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you. Kiss him once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Thank you. the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudy join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudy the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudy the red-beaked reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Jimmy, I just came back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way. I stopped off at the North Pole to spend a holiday. I called on old dear Santa Claus to see what I could see. He took me to his workshop and told his plans to me. Now Santa is a busy man. He has no time to play. He's got millions of stockings to fill on Christmas Day. You better write your letter now and mail it right away, because he's getting ready his reindeers and his sleigh.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list. He's checking his watch.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Bells will be ringing the sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone, I have no friends to wish me greeting.
Is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Doesn't care if it's 10 below, you're sitting by the fire. He don't care about the cold and the winds that blow. He just says, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Let it snow.
Ooh-wee, goes the star. Why should he worry when he's nice and warm? His gal by his side and the lights turn low. He just says, let it snow, let it snow.
I don't care.
Weather outside is frightful, but that fire is delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought lots of corn for popping. The lights are way down low, so let it snow, let it snow, let it snow,
let it snow.
When we finally say goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll only hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. Long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
It is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Through your eyes, sun, you see the rain, you see the rainbow hiding in the clouds. Never afraid to let your love show. Wanna learn how to believe again, find the innocence in me again, through your young heart. Help me find a way, help me try. Wanna see Christmas through your eyes. I want everything to be the way it used to be. Back to being a child again, thinking the world was kind. I wanna see Christmas, Christmas through your eyes.
Next on Recording Library of West Texas Radio, USA Today, followed by the Midland Reporter Telegram and Odessa American at 3.
Now here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 68 and clear. Tonight clear with a low in the low 50s. Then tomorrow clear with a high in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night partly cloudy with a low in the mid 50s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas. It's 2 p.m.
Hello, this is Irene at the Talking Information Center.